Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to the year of 2026. I'm your host, Alvin. We got a good show today. The first show of 2026. So we better do a good job because the rest of the year is going to look at this and say, did we elevate it or not? Speaking of elevation, this guy always elevates the game. There he is.
Sure, why not? What's going on?
He's got the black hoodie, got the black hat. There we go. Scaring all the neighbors.
Yeah. How's it going?
What's going good.
On? How's your
good,
New
good,
Year's?
Good. Sorry?
How's New Year's?
Yeah. Yeah. Another year getting older.
13, huh?
Jesus. Get out. Get the sunshine in your face. Come on. 13 animes this week, so I'm feeling pretty confident. Do you want to list all 13? Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm curious. All 13. Go right now. List them. I want to see them. Oh, man. All right. First show of 2026, man. Can you believe it? 2026.
Yeah, it's going by too fast.
Crazy. Now. Yeah. Are you ready for the A&R dad joke?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. yeah, okay.
Stop lying. You don't forget. You look
like I honestly do.
You're such a liar. Stop lying. You always say, I can't wait to see what you have cooking.
Salivating at the mouth. I'll tell your stupid joke. What's going on?
Wow. A lot of pressure for these jokes to be good. There's not that much pressure, trust me. And these jokes are not that good. I'll tell you that right now. I don't have a lot of pressure at all. It's all good. The pressure's on D to stop. To not laugh at these terrible jokes.
Oh, there's no pressure. That's
Darth's very dark here. He said, time flies and forgives no one.
That is true.
Started from the bottom and we're still here. All right. Let's do this.
Okay, let's hear your joke.
As always, if you're new here, or if you're not here, new here and you forgot, you can play along with us either live in the comments section of the video or in a social media handle at A&R Universe. Do hashtag dad if you think this week's dad joke was great, or hashtag sad, go back to the drawing board, try again. You can also submit your jokes, which I will say, and then let D know after if it was submitted by somebody or not. That way you can hear his honest negativity that he always brings to all these jokes. Never appreciates my jokes. All right, here we go. A man was drinking in the pub for a whole day. Once he finished, he drops to the floor, crawls out of the door, crawls to his house, and crawls into bed. When he wakes up in the morning, his wife, unimpressed, says to him, "You were at the pub all day, weren't you?" The man replies, "How did you know?" Woman replies, "Well, you left your wheelchair there again." Come on. That was a good one. Shout out to all the people with wheelchairs. Let's go. Get drunk. If they get drunk and they do ride back to the wheel, are they drinking and driving?
No. I see so many destitutes that would have been arrested by now. So no.
I'm just wondering, do they allow them if they're inebriated, right? I'm going to roll back home. No, you're not.
Darwin didn't see it.
I'm getting a lot of love.
Dad capable.
Yeah.
All right,
The only person that hasn't given me love is this guy here, Mr. Negative Ryan Carper.
Don't draw attention to him.
Oh, he's Mr. Negative. That's what I call him. He's not even a Spider-Man villain. He's just a villain. There he is.
He's like Beetlejuice.
It's like a bee to a hive, right? He's just right away around the corner. All right. Let's do what we got and what we watched. I do have a mystery box.
Okay. Open it on air.
I'll do it on my
dad came in, so I got him.
Is that the Marvel Legends one, right?
Yeah, Marvel Legends. I didn't get the Mafex one. I was like, I'll just stick with this. I like it. I have no issues. It's the same generic body. The arms are different, so that's pretty cool. Pitless everything. He does what I need him to do. I might throw a socket cape on. Figure that out somehow. And then got Iceman as well. But I got my Samurai Pizza Cat.
Ooh, yes, sir.
From YOLO.
Is it just the one guy?
It's just the one guy.
So are they selling all of them separately, or is it the other two going to be together?
No, they're all going to be separate, I assume. Because the accessories. Because he has enough parts to make two separate versions of himself. So I assume the same.
So how come you need to buy two of them, then?
I don't need to display them in both, though. I'm not that crazy. Come on, now. And I got Iceman as well. So I'll open him up. But everyone's played with Iceman. As for... What did I watch? I don't remember now.
So he did write all the anime here, if you want me to read it out.
Sentence to be a hero. I made it halfway through the first episode. I actually have to pay attention. I put it on while I was working. So I owe it to the show to watch it. Wash it all away. Noble incarnation. Kunan sees everything with magic. Journal with witch. Samurai troopers. Ryan mentioned that one as well. Confess to a cute girl in the hero's party.
So is that an actual title?
That's a title, yeah.
Oh my god.
Tune in the midnight.
That's crazy.
Which Iceman? The Secret Wars one.
Yeah.
One second.
A lot of people like it and a lot of people don't like it.
Did you open yours?
Yeah, I have mine here somewhere.
This one, Darth.
Yeah, I have that one, yeah. Yeah, anime has some creative titles.
Yeah. Yes, especially when it's just a run-on sentence.
Because I really thought that was a sentence, right?
Oh, Anaconda.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
Which was like, what, just an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Hour and 40 minutes.
Saw it on Christmas. It was...
It was as advertised.
It was a movie. I don't believe it should have been a theatrical release.
It could have been a Netflix special.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. Like, yeah. You knew what you're going there for. You're going to get Paul Rudd and you're going to get Jack Black doing stupid comedy.
Yeah.
But that's what you should expect when you go see these two. It's not going to be poetic. And I thought it was fine. I watched it too with my family. My wife liked it. She thought it was just goofy funny. It is what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. Just throw away lines, quotables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I know you hate that one.
Oh, he doesn't like that?
He doesn't.
Oh.
It's obsolete now, so he just hates it. So I'm going to open that in a bit. But looking at this, yeah, you have to assemble everything. But it has an array of... So you can see why it is like its own package. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay if I just get him. I will get them all, of course, but yeah. See, I learn about you. What about you? What'd you get?
I've got a mystery box, which I'll open. But what did I watch? I watched obviously Anaconda, Landman, the TV show, going strong. What else did I watch? Can't remember what else. I watched a lot of sports. I'll open this up. Watched obviously Stranger Things, the finale. Oh, did you watch that?
I fast forwarded to the last like possible climax and I just watched it from there.
You speed run through the whole thing.
Yeah. How did you feel about it? You gave your takes on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, Sheldon liked it more than I did. Sheldon gave it an 8 out of 10. I gave it a 7 out of 10. It did just enough to get by, but I was kind of let down about the lack of deaths. I thought there should have been more people dying, more sacrifices.
I'm at a point now where I'm like, you know what? It's okay if they just win and survive. Like, fine, whatever.
The final half an hour of the actual fight scenes were very disappointing. There was obviously a huge absence of certain, I don't want to ruin it for everybody, a huge absence of certain characters that you're like, well, why didn't they show up? So, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not done either. They're like, this is just the beginning. Netflix wants to keep this going for the next 10 years. They've already announced 2 spinoffs.
Oh, God. Just leave it alone.
They have a Nancy detective spinoff, which is going to crash and burn. I can tell you that right now. She's not a great actor. She's an okay actor. She's not a great actor. And she's not going to be able to do that show, I think, in my opinion. Unless they surround her with really good casts, then they have a chance. Otherwise, that show is going to be one and done kind of thing. And then they have another Stranger Things ensemble show that's going to take place in another town. Nothing to do with Hawkins. I don't know. Yeah,
if
Nancy,
it's like, if it's like
Nancy became Rambo all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like she
that's
got,
the thing I was
she
saying.
Got military like, training overnight.
Like so she, the ending is just kind of like, okay, so we all go home now. Like,
and there's also been reports that one of the Duffer brothers' wife wrote the script.
Okay.
And a lot of people like, why is she writing the script?
Yeah.
She never wrote the script for the previous one. So, yeah, a lot of things. And then there's a lot of stuff that there's a lot of actors that were in season 4 and season 3 that were removed. And some of them came out and said they didn't even get a call back. Doofus. Yeah, I know, right? Just not a big deal. There's a lot of plot holes in that thing. Anyways, what did I get here from Big Bad Toy Store? I didn't even know this was coming. I had no idea. I got this guy. Captain Canuck, baby. From Loose Collector. That paint job is insane.
That honeycomb pattern.
Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm going to open this bad boy up today. Let's go. This looks sweet. That is an amazing paint job. Great job by Loose Collector. I was getting worried because that box looks like Jim Carrey when he kicked it in Ace Ventura in the beginning. Seriously, this box is like dented. They didn't even care. They just threw it against my door. The guy just like, you know, took 3 steps back and just forearmed it across the yard into my door. Captain Kidak, let's go. Hello. What's up, KJ? Rick. All right, I'm going to open this up. Yeah, that is what I watched and what I got. Let's open this up. Want to get into... Do you want to do the IG first?
Yeah, sure. There's a few. So...
Oh, you got a few. Look at you.
I'll show yours. So,
hold on.
Cave.
Maybe in 2026, I'll get that, you know, room with the Evian water and invite.
You're too bougie for that. So, how did you discover this guy? Cull's Cave, action figure photographer. And
I was just, you know, perusing through the interwebs and I saw an army vet doing photography. I'm like, cool. Now I can tell my wife, see, not nerds are not the only ones that like play with toys.
She'll just tell you go fight a war first. You'll ever. Yeah. These are pretty sweet, actually. Like,
yeah, they look awesome. The one with the Hulk and what do you call it? Thor? That's a good one.
Oh, you were talking about this as well.
Yeah.
Like, the spit effect.
How does he do that? It's probably Photoshop, obviously, but. Looks pretty
not
cool.
Not necessarily, because your buddy, there's I forgot who you follow. There's someone you follow specifically who does photography, and he like does droplets of water.
Oh, you're talking about Sir Dork.
Oh, yeah, probably. Like behind the scenes.
But he does it on the like in the scene, not an actual coming out of someone's mouth, right?
I could have swore there's like certain. Is this photoshopped?
Oh, look at that. Woo. That's definitely got to be photoshopped.
It looks cool, though.
Yeah, it looks
but
awesome.
I don't want to take away from this guy.
Taz says, my friend was in the army and told me most of his ordnance were huge anime fans. Yeah, I mean, you got to let off steam somehow, right? You got to find a hobby, otherwise you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, these are sick. He does get that effect in a lot.
So the figure is well built. It's not loose. Get it? Loose collector?
Let's see. Let's see Captain Canuck. Boo, by the way.
Boo you. That paint looks so good. The camera's not doing justice to this. It's just so good. The honeycomb, yeah, it looks so well done. Already off to a good start in 2026. First figure. Apart. Stop that. It doesn't fall apart. He comes with three sets of hands. And then plus the ones as he already has. Then he comes with chest piece. Yeah. Chest piece.
Oh, cool. Darth mentioned there might be QC issues. What did you see? Like, what was the...
And the two of these.
What was the concern?
Billies. I don't have any issues. Yeah.
No, him. I wanted to know what he heard. If that feels fine.
Well, I mean, I just opened it up, so give me a minute.
fall apart. Yeah.
Slight shake, but nothing serious. It's not like wobbling like one of the G.I. Joe figures. Who was it? I think it was Storm Shadow. The Arctic Storm Shadow. It was like wobbling all over the place.
Like that.
What's that? You went mute.
Oh, my snake eyes was like that.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just over here. I'm over here building this cat.
Yeah, butterfly joint, double elbows, double knees.
Oh, let me bring you back up.
No, it's okay.
How do you feel overall? Worth it? You happy?
Yeah, I'm happy with this. He's going to go next to, is it Vindicator? Is that his name?
I think so.
From what do you call it? The Canadian team. Man, I forgot their name.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, you're right. From X-Men. Or not X-Men, but Marvel.
What are they called, the team? Oh, my God. Sasquatch.
I know what you're talking about. Shush. You're draining it away from my brain. Well, now it's gone.
Alpha Flight.
Thank you. God yes. Damn. Thanks, Tab. Okay, let me bring up the next Instagram. So for whatever reason, well, he had to do it this way. But 78 is doing his dios. But since you have to turn your phone sideways, I just took some screenshots. So this is for the NECA Sesame Street figures, or blockies. I have blockies, but this is more detailed, so it makes more sense to go for that. Pretty sweet replica. I just based off the visuals, I want it, but I'm only getting Oscar the Grouch, so there'd be absolutely no point to buy a whole diorama for one single character.
Why Oscar the Grouch, D?
He's my favorite. He's my spirit animal.
He definitely is. Mine's Cookie Monster. If they make a Cookie Monster, I have to get it.
Oh, yeah. Is he not out yet?
Is he out?
I see Bert and Ernie. Maybe it's the smaller figures that don't.
I saw Big Bird. I did not see Cookie Monster, but I could be wrong.
Doors open.
Bert and Ernie are my two cousins. They're exactly like this.
Did you pick up the NECA ones?
Oh, that wasn't chest. That was a back piece to put the batons on. This guy looks sick.
After a few days.
Yeah, I like him. Actually, I love him.
Doors.
That's hilarious. So good.
The Fix-It Shop, Hooper Store, extra base only in the deluxe set, includes most of the doors open, working on the light for the carriage house, windows allow for lighting, and then a secret gift. And then it's made out of polyfoam, cardboard, wood, and more. Acrylic paints. DM for pricing. Pre-orders are open now. That was 5 days ago.
Yeah.
So if you want one, you should probably reach out to him, because his stuff always goes fast. And then, since I can switch back to his page, here's some other stuff that he's done. The stage select.
Shut up and take my money. Just do it. Take my money.
The Mythic Corridor. Computers opened up 6 weeks ago, so that's long gone.
Jesus. He likes murdering these guys, huh?
Yeah, well.
What's he got against Ernie?
No. Oscar and maybe Elmo.
Wait, is that the building there that comes with it, or
this one?
Yeah, what is that one?
This was his tease.
Oh, it's a whole studio area.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not going to buy it, because if I buy it, it's just going to end up at your house somehow.
I don't think you have anywhere to put this thing.
Oh, I'll find room.
Yeah, you think kids are sleeping on the couch. It's weird that they have trigger heads, I guess.
Yeah, I know, right? It's to hold their candies, okay? Stop. And their bags of goodies. He went so evil. He went so evil with these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's with the shoot ups of the police?
They're felons. They're known felons.
It looks good, though. I love it.
I like the use of G.I. Joe dogs there. Rottweilers.
Oh, I was just browsing other sites. So that's what we have from him. Quality as usual. Do you have any plans for more dioramas in the future, or are you done with it?
If the right one, I do have one in mind. I'm looking to add to the city diorama here.
Yeah.
So I might contact High School Creations. I haven't talked to him in a while. We need to meet up together and then see if I might do some additions to this.
Well, they the jet and the helicopter are taking a huge chunk of real estate.
What are you talking about? What jet and helicopter? Yeah, I know. Once I move all the stuff, these are all I'm selling the stuff. So once I move all this out, I'm going to see if I can add to this side. Because this side, you have the alley.
Yeah.
And then you have the empty area where you have tires and stuff. It's like a, you know, the brick wall kind of thing. So.
Did you not buy that tank Ryan's talking about?
I don't want to buy a tank right now. I just don't have the space.
Yeah, I don't know where you put it, too, like on the floor.
Like, I just opened up, like, underneath there is the giant G.I. Joe plane. Then I have the Ramen Racer. And then I have two G.I. Joe, a dune buggy and the other G.I. Joe the ATVs and then all-terrain vehicles. Then I have the Cobra one. I still have to open my two Turtles vans that I haven't opened up. So it's just like, where do I put them? Right? Like, the giant toys take up so much space.
And then you just got those Sentinel.
Yeah, I got the two Sentinels there at the bottom, along with the four or five other Sentinels from the HasLab. Then not to mention Galactus. So, yeah. And then I opened up Omega Supreme here for after like having this here for 3 years in the box. Fine. Maybe 4 years. I don't even remember. Is that still have to open up the Mezco Turtles. This Fantastic Four box set. Yeah. It's gonna take a while to find more space. But we'll do it. I order Pizza Cat's taking a while.
Yeah, he's huge. I thought he was smaller. I thought he was like Dendroid size.
How big is he? 8 inch?
No, he scales sort. He's bigger than, like, he scales with the cartoon Jadis. Not even, like, he's huge. He's not 8 inch. He's just its own size. Here's Kevin.
He ordered a dragon the size of a small truck. That's why I didn't order that dragon. It's the size. I don't know. I just can't. It's can't. I've got like bears coming. I've got all this other stuff. No. I just can't. It's crazy. As good as it looks, I just I don't know.
Tav, I just got mine yesterday. Out of curiosity, did your tracking update to your city? Because mine just randomly showed up. So it could be any day now. I don't know.
I'm thinking of making a spreadsheet of stuff that I get in 2026 to better track.
Yeah.
Because one of the issues that I had with the year-end review of what figures I got was I don't remember what I got, especially stuff that came out in January and February of earlier this year or 2025. It's like impossible because you and me, we get figures weekly or even like every 2 weeks for sure we get a figure at some point, right? And for us to keep track of everything, I think I need to create a spreadsheet for myself, starting with this figure here, who is contention already for figure of the year.
You think so?
Oh, come on. The paint alone is amazing. It's got all the articulation you want and the uniqueness of it. How many of these do you have floating around everywhere, right? So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's long ways to go. It's only week one into 2026.
I know. So how much is like, no, I'm wrapping it in. I'm calling
it. Yeah, that's out. It. That's it. Number one right there. Done. It's over. I forgot to mention one thing that I am doing is I'm listening to the new Harry Potter audiobooks. They just released a new series, and it's done by actors with, you know, background music and sound effects. It is fantastic. I did the first book. Wow. Better than the movies. Okay.
Yeah.
Because one thing is it's word for word from the book as well. So there's detail and stuff that was missing in the movies that they were able to obviously have in the book. So I'm on my second book right now and highly recommend it. Really, really good. Audiobook, Harry Potter.
No, she doesn't care. She's like, okay, whatever. Who did you get today? And she's like, I hate coming in here because there's all these like plastic eyes staring at me. What else we got going on here? Throw it back at the stage. So from toyhabits.com, it was reported finally that the first wave of their DC line will be Batman, Robin, Joker, and the Flash. People were excited because they are going to be smaller scale, they assume. But as someone else pointed out, they're probably like children's toys. Like, you know, those cheap.
How do they know?
Well, that's, I don't know. They're like, they don't know that, but they're just saying this, that they're going to release these childlike toys first before they release the actual collector's versions in 2027 when McFarlane is done the license. But that's just speculation. Everything anyone says is speculation.
So the first wave of Mattel's brand new DC figures have been officially announced. Are the pictures above the four figures?
Those are just the characters. I don't think those are actually the designs they're going with.
So are they going to do a mix of eras? Because that looks like 60s Batman, modern day Robin, Joker from the 90s, and
that's
Flash.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if the
Flash from the 80s.
I don't know if that's...
Are they going to go eras? Like 60, 70, 80, 90?
Maybe. Like, who knows? Like, everything would be speculation in my opinion. Like, I don't know.
I get that Robin for sure if it looks anything close to that, which I doubt because it's Mattel. Mattel and McFarlane are pretty much on the same level of just disappointments and maybe a surprise here and there and then back to disappointment. Lack of articulation in something, better articulation, another thing.
Well, it's funny because they always show you the prototype. Like Mattel did this for their line, their multiverse line. Like they had these badass prototypes and I forgot the designer's name, but he had like his renders. And then from product to release, they removed so much detail that it's a completely different figure. And like you said, it's disappointing. Yeah, that's Tim.
Why can't they make Dick? Why?
Because they
are they allergic to it?
They
I think they're allergic to dick.
They'll just stick to Nightwing for that. There's too many dicks
already. You have enough Nightwings. By the way, did you see the Mezco Nightwing still available to order at Big Bad Toy Store?
I don't need that thing. I don't need that thing.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, thanks.
Why? You don't like it?
I don't like the face sculpt.
Just get a 3D printer face sculpt. What's your problem? LPZZ Batman went up on Gun. Which Batman is this?
The I have it in here. We'll get to it.
Is that the smooth skin one? Tight fitted. Very tight fitted Batman.
Aren't you getting it?
No.
Oh, okay. Can't.
I've got. Oh man.
No, I know you might not. That's fine.
I do like LP. I think for me, the toy company right now on fire is this company, LPZZ.
Yeah.
They're bringing the heat.
Oh, also the turtle leaks. Turtle G.I. Joe. Turtles and.
Oh, those are turtles? I don't know what the hell that were. Are these G.I. Joe crossovers?
Yeah.
Ew. Ew. Hold on. I can't. I can't do this.
So that's what that looks like. So you're not into it? You're not getting these?
Absolutely not. Even it's, if they it's just for free.
It's crossover world. So the Motu and Thundercats, Motu TMNT, G.I. Joe and Turtles, Turtle Street Fighter, Turtles, Stranger Things. Like, they just, Turtles, Hello Kitty, they're doing it all.
I mean, if the approach is to entertain kids, then they've done their job. I just feel like, here's the thing, though. I just feel like they don't know their audience. Or sorry, not audience, their target demographics. I don't think kids grew up watching Turtles in the last 15 years. And okay, I don't think they're going to buy this stuff.
I think they're hoping the adults that liked both of these are going to buy these as collector items.
I don't know. How many people in this chat right now, let's just ask, how many people are willing to go get this? And don't say on clearance or Christmas gift. Are you going to go spend regular dollars, a regular price tag to go buy this? How many people?
I mean, the other ones are peg-warming.
Not me!
The other ones are peg-warming, so these will do the same.
Pass.
They just they're overestimating nostalgia.
I just think their marketing team is out to lunch. They don't realize.
Leonardo Snake
Eyes. Leonardo Snake Eyes. My Clash Shipwreck. Kraken, Destro, Shredder, Cobra Commander, Raphael, Roadblock, Donatello, Daltone. I mean, the crossover characters, they got that nailed in terms of who they would be, right?
Yeah, I guess.
April, AWE, Shell Striker, Turtle, Flycopter, Bebo Rockstar is Dreadnoks.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Who's Krang again?
Destro.
Destro. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, there. Yeah, I don't know.
That was not. There's nothing to. You know. You're no. That's okay. That's nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. That's ballsy right there. I mean, that just. You know, like they're gonna wonder why, and at the end of the year, their board members are gonna ask, "How did we lose millions of dollars?" And this will be one of the reasons why they've lost. Among other decisions they've made. These crossovers, the He-Man crossover was popular, though. I remember that.
But there's still...
But the He-Man crossover was popular because it was still the Origins body type. So people who are already collecting Origins can continue collecting those ones into their collection.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't do the... like these classic ones, those retro looking turtles.
Yeah, like Origins, even Origins He-Man, I don't do that. It's just not my thing. I have He-Man and Skeletor just because I remember them as a kid. But I have those sealed in a box. I'm not opening them up. They're just nostalgia collection. But other than that, I don't collect any of that. It's not my thing. I do collect the modern NECA stuff. And then the Turtles IP has just been like whored out to everybody. Anybody who wants a piece of that turtle ass can have it now. They're probably making enough money off that, probably, right?
Yeah.
Giving it to NECA, Super 7.
Just coasting on it.
Everybody. The guys that made the Gundam Turtles. Those guys. And obviously Mondo.
Oh, Beast Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Area. So, I need you to get this Batman.
Why? This is,
because if you don't get this Batman, I will buy it for you. Because this is you. You love this show or this comic book. And if you don't get it, I will get it for you.
I can get the McFarlane one.
No, screw the McFarlane one. You need a big honky one. Because this is the right scale. Even though it's 8-inch scale, it's the right scale for the comic book.
They accidentally he's make him too tall. Big. They make him too big, like Swamp Thing, that McFarlane Swamp Thing.
Because he can scale with your 7-inch figures perfectly. He's 8-inch, but he's going to scale just fine. Yeah, I'm actually gonna get this for you. Don't get it. I'm gonna get it for you.
No, that's silly. When I see pictures, I probably will. Yeah, I love it. I know you. I think you hate it because he.
I don't. Doesn't. Hate it. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, Darth. I can't. I think. Yeah. It's Darth, so over the top.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But I, you know what I heard about? I don't know if you know this, but every single villain's first introduction in this line has skyrocketed. Every single one. And the next one is Poison Ivy that's going to skyrocket again. So if you're collecting...
popularity or what?
The book. The comic book.
Oh, so I see. Okay.
Every villain that's been introduced for the first time, that book goes up in price immediately.
Yeah. It's funny. So it's interesting why. Like,
it's an absolute hit, though. You see what I did there? It's an absolute hit. They're making a hand over fist, whatever you want to call it, money on this line. And it's the best line. I know they made other absolutes like Superman, Wonder Woman. This is the number one, though, because it's so ridiculously over top. Like no, Superman, Wonder Woman, you can understand, right?
Yeah. He maims, but he doesn't kill anyone.
I don't know.
No one's died yet. No one's died yet by his
hand. Don't know that. We don't get the ER reports when they go there. Okay.
Like, sure, blood loss.
Commissioner Gordon doesn't tell us what happens after when they wheeled him out. He chops people's limbs off. Surely one of them is going to die of him like bleeding out.
He cauterizes it at the same time.
Does he? I don't know. You tell me. Does he?
He has the technology. He has an axe.
But does he? Does it show in the comic books?
No, it doesn't show.
Just made that up right now then.
It just says he does all that and there are no casualties because people are spying on
him. That's fake news, my friend. That's fake news right there. What do they think they are? Fox News all of a sudden? Come on.
I'm pretty sure he just shot someone in the eye, but they lived. So don't worry about it.
They'll never see again from that eye, but it's okay.
They deserved it.
They'll suffer. They'll never be able to work at a regular job anymore. They're not going to be a TSA officer anymore because they can't see with both eyes.
And then... Doomsday, which is pretty badass too. Beast Kingdom does a lot of good details.
So this is why I asked you about it. I'm getting this. Do you know why?
Okay. Why?
Because it's going to scale. I have Darkseid from them, and he scales perfectly with Superman because he's that big. And Doomsday is a behemoth of a monster.
Yeah.
And he's going to scale just fine. He's actually going to scale better than my Storm collectible. Where is he? He's here somewhere. Doomsday that I have here. Even though that Storm collectible, Doomsday, and Lobo are chef's kiss, and Ares as well, this is going to scale well.
Well, how big? Like, they're 8 inches.
Yeah, so they're 8-inch, yeah.
Who are you, like, what is your default Superman you'd pair him with?
Mafex is fine.
Okay.
I'm imagining my Doomsday to be a big, overpowering, massive behemoth of a monster, right? He's not 1'6".
Well, it could, like, they're going to keep him proportionate in it, so he might be like...
Okay, I'm still going to get him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
The fun will be when I open it up and realize how massive this is, but I'm still going to get it because Doomsday is freaking awesome. He made me cry when I was younger, but he's freaking awesome. Maybe I'll have all my Supermen fight him in a
that'd picture. Be a nice little setup.
Is he supposed to be bigger than the Hulk, though?
Well, you have a lot of artists over the years.
Yeah,
like at first, Superman and him were like slightly different because Superman still had to be able to like hit him in the face at the same time for the double knockout. And then other times you have him like a little giant, like you said. So
yeah. It depends on the artist, I guess. But I have Darkseid, so I will get this guy. My only complaint with Beast Kingdom's Darkseid, it's not, how shall I put this? Stable. It has
issues. Hollowy hard plastic.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of an issue here. See? I do have Beast Kingdom Darkseid, and he scales perfectly with Harsh Superman. Gotta get creative, right? Because DC line from McFarlane disappointed me personally. So you gotta get creative to get your baddies in here. Like the Bane as well from Storm Collectible. That's an awesome figure.
Oh, yeah.
I just love the green tubes going down his back and stuff. It's just, oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I'll have to see how they do his cape.
Oh, I saw it. Did you see pictures of it?
I didn't look at pictures of it.
They have the demo, you know, the not the demo gray.
Oh, the prototype?
Yeah, prototype. That's it. They have that. And he looks insane. His cape is, you know, crazy as his chest is. I still can't believe it's an accident. It's just...
It's so awesome. Speaking of Batman, though, the Hush Batman went up for pre-order. I don't know if you care about this one.
Ah, that's the one I want.
Yeah. So, Gundammit.
God damn it. I mean, Gundammit. I will get it. That's the Hush I wanted.
Before I forget, yeah.
Do you think it'll sell out later today? Or should I order right now?
There's also this one, the InArts Absolute Batman. Either way, I'll just choose whatever one looks crazier and what's.
Well, tell me cheaper. Which one you want. I'll get it for you.
I'll check it out after. But yeah, okay. Remember to go look at Hush. It is popular, so I don't know if you want to risk it. You might as well do it now.
Yeah.
They do double restock sometimes.
What did you type in to get it? Because it's on the front page. Just Hush?
I went to pre-orders.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Look at me. Multitasking.
Well, the Beast Kingdom DAH scale was 8 inches. So yeah, if they're keeping it consistent to, like, this stuff. But who knows? Because the Darkseid was pretty big, so the Superman would be slightly smaller. So that's why 8 inches makes sense.
All right, deposit it.
There you go. Let's go. 6-inch plus, they are doing that new, they're showing off their new base body. So if anyone does that kind of stuff, let me go to their Instagram. It looks interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very nice indeed.
After a while, they all start to...
Is this supposed to be the Punisher's base body?
Yeah, you could use it as that. Like, to me, that speaks Frank Castle. Like, that's what I'd buy for.
100%.
And then soft goods. Clothes.
So who, what, did they give you the rest of the body or just the upper body and face?
No, he's just showing you, like, this is it. Like, they give you the body. So normally, they're just showing you the engineering and how it works and how it looks. This is the same as, like, the Hulk, right? Like, they give you all this stuff. And then here's previous bodies.
That Thor looks amazing. Why can't I get that?
You can.
They give you the whole thing, or you have to put it together yourself?
They'll give you the whole thing.
And is it off sale?
No, he says, tell me how bad you want it. So,
did everybody say yes, please? This is 100% buy. This is 12, yeah. 112, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is 100% buy if you put it off sale. That's my OG Thor right there. All day, every day.
I thought that it was, I thought he was wearing like an arm gauntlet. This looks over-engineered.
Like, yeah, that looks weird there, right? Yeah.
I thought he had like an arm guard, like armor, until Ryan's like, it looks like
butt cheeks.
Because I saw the glove, and then I realized, oh, that's his forearms. So it is interesting they did it that way instead of something like, I don't know, has like this. You know, that
does he have licensing?
But he clearly did it here.
I think that he changed his mind and did it the other way. Oh, it is Frank Castle because you, right there, the army suit.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, man, that looks so good.
Imagine that in all black.
Shiver me timber.
See, like, this arm's normal. It's the same as, like, Storm Arena.
Yeah. His biceps are so big that you don't even need double double elbows.
I think this one can get away with it. Where's that Thor? Was that it? Actually, yeah, I don't know. He's sort of bending. Couldn't get a good shot. Oh well, but you get the point.
Yeah, yeah.
So another blank body to add to the mix. You're not really into those types of things, though, right? Like,
where are they located in China?
I'm not even going to say it because I don't know how to pronounce
contact it. Contact me if you like my work. I shall contact you and get that Thor.
Oh, it says Thor. It's from China.
Have you been seeing those trailers or teasers
from the Marvel ones?
Doomsday, yeah.
No. Oh, I've seen people talking about them. I don't know. It's teasers. I'm not like I'm actively avoiding them. I'm just not.
They released the X-Men one in HD this morning.
Were you thrilled?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a flyby teaser, right? Yeah. I mean, it does show Cyclops going.
Yeah, did you like the suit?
Yeah, I like the suit. Okay. Yeah. It's OG, right? So. Just can't wait for him to jump off a building and slow his descent.
You know that's
optic
happening.
Optic three-dimensional blast.
Yeah, it's propulsion.
To me, my X-Men.
this guy again? Trunks. Different company, different hairstyle. It's the one at the end of Z, where he goes back and beats up the androids and then kills Cell.
Yeah.
But they give you nice accessories. You know how he does his like arm, like, so they give you translucent hands to mimic that, and then a half open jacket, as you can see here. So it's a nice alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care though?
I'm trunks out. I got way too many trunks. I think I have 4 or 5 trunks. I'm good. It does look good though. Variety's nice.
Let me see here.
I'm just not a huge fan of Demonical because I've had some QC issues before in the past.
I mean, I get it.
They're not horrible. I like the of the multiple figures that I got from them, I think only one of them had QC issues.
Let me go to their page. I want to see.
I believe 5K Toys sells these guys.
So I can get a better look. Oops, getting ahead of myself.
Teasing, are we?
Yeah. So, close up of the accessories here. So, it does look cool.
Yeah.
That's. I'm not used to seeing that.
Yeah.
Prominently. Because they normally have their wrist.
That's the same thing with the Hush Batman.
Looks good. Like, I have no complaints. This looks cool. Like, I like this. And then here, see? Like, it's sunk it in. It doesn't look bad here.
Hmm.
So that just could have just been the photo.
I found that weird.
Which one? The arms?
It
doesn't translate well?
I don't know.
It looks like he's summoning, like Doctor Strange. The Doctor Strange arm.
I'll just... Yeah, it looks weird.
If they had motion lines with it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard thing to pull off. I get what they're going
That's why for. Nobody's tried to do it.
It doesn't bother
Even
me.
Even SH Figure is like, nope, we're not doing that.
It doesn't bother me. But I immediately thought of Doctor Strange.
You see the meme there of the animal cooking? Multiple hands.
I do like their stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this one they teased a while back.
This one you got me, didn't you?
No, that was Toast and Art. That's what I mean. The companies are going head to
head. Oh my God, I'm losing track of this. Like, I can't. It's too much.
And then, okay, so... Genesis file. I always forget Kickstarter is a thing until it randomly pops up. So we have something called Genesis file, the first 1/12 bodybuilding mecha system.
Sorry?
Robots that work out. So it's just bodybuilding action figures. I guess it's supposed to be like okay. WWE type figures where they're just like buff, but instead of humans, they're robots. Like, I don't know. It's creative, though, so I'll give them that.
Strange.
Diecast, fully diecasted. Did you get Gogeta?
Send him my way. Message me. We shall talk.
There you go. Elvin will always say yes to Dragon Ball figures.
Didn't you get a HasLab from me? Just saying.
Oh, there you go.
This is weird. This is so weird. I mean, if the idea is to give accessories to people, fine. Okay, make this in it not too expensive and have accessories, I guess.
Hold on, I'm trying to find. So, like, overall, though, you just this thing makes you angry. Like, how does this make you feel?
It's just weird. I don't know. It's like is it Metroid? Metroid working out. That's what it is. I like how they have the creatine.
Yeah, I was like, oh, are they making a mascot for their workout brand? Like,
yeah, maybe, right? Maybe.
What is this? But they have a whole line teased.
They all work out? Even the dog works out in that picture?
I guess so.
Okay.
I did appreciate the... tinkering around, like, it's cool. Okay, seeing behind the scenes stuff, how it works, the engineering. I'm curious if this thing has an ab crunch because it mentions it's silicone, like the stomach area.
Oh, okay.
But I also
that's
noticed
gonna rip over time.
Well, if they do it right, it could work. Like, my Hellboy is still fine, but I don't see an ab crunch here. I see hips, and then I see an upper body that plugs into it. So I don't know if it will bend. Same with here. That. And then does this plug in and it's an upper body? I like the design, I guess. Like, it's cool. Like, I like the creativity behind it. I have nothing bad to say about this. Because even here, where he's doing deadlifts, he's still just going, like, straight. It's funny how you describe it. It's like, so you got this battle robot who's clearly doing triceps.
Struggle's real. He's doing sit-ups there in one of the pictures.
But again, like, is it curling or is this the illusion of it curling?
The illusion.
Because of how they... Same with the deadlifts. It's just, like, a straight line. Like, they're doing things where you have to remain straight.
Yeah, because he's not curved in the back.
Yeah, that's what I... So... And it says silicone here.
So over time, silicone might wear out over time, right?
That's why I was like, or the paint will crack.
Paint could crack.
No, this was an interesting design choice, especially because it's a robot where you could get away with having that just be plastic and segmented. But instead, they made it seamless and risking this beautiful paint job. Because I'm not going to lie, this paint job's immaculate. Like, this is awesome.
I mean, to be fair, it's only two colors. It's black and gold.
No, but like, it's just nice and clean. If you start bending that, I mean, and the gold starts to crack and then turns
this
white.
This is a prototype. Remember that. We haven't got it in our hands.
It's not
that, that gold could be like plastic gold. Right? We shall see. You said it's a Kickstarter, so they're already off to a bad start right there.
Oh, it didn't launch yet.
Oh, that's even worse.
Why? No, I think they'll be fine. I think this will have a lot of.
I'm hesitant on Kickstarters. I just can't, because they could take your money, and there's nothing Kickstarter will do for you because they just don't care. Kickstarter's just a mediator between the two. They don't go and protect either side. So, buyer beware.
She could be interesting. And the guy with, I think he had antenna. Oh, if he was a different color, like if he was like more robotic as well. I don't need a naked cyborg. Like,
yeah, me neither. Like,
if that wasn't skin tone, I'm... Like, here he looks cool in this render. Like, he just looks like an armored dude. And then you get down... And it's Fabio, where he's in, like, a robot thong for whatever reason. So, pass for you?
Definitely.
You were never really a robot guy anyway.
No, I like to collect Transformers.
Small doses.
Did Gundam.
Would you get back into Gundam?
I am tempted. I am really tempted. It has to be the right Gundam.
Yeah.
And when I tried to look for it in Japan, they're all sold out. So, I'm like, phew! I can delay that for a while. Now they opened a Gundam store in Chicago. The first Gundam store in North America.
Looks like you're headed to Chicago.
I was just there. I'm like, why couldn't you open last year when I was there?
More One Piece. So we have...
Oh, man, this looks awesome.
Yeah. So, in regards to soft goods, that's clearly not... But
that's a bummer.
I haven't had issues with Bandai's rubbery, like Sakamoto's apron, how it's the rubbery.
This is like the hair in the wind century. It's like always going to be one side. This is so annoying. You know what they're going to do, right? They're going to give you another version.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you can see here, like, when she's in dynamic poses, this still doesn't bother me.
I gotta get going with my One Piece. I've been slacking on that. I have no idea who she is. And I'm gonna buy this figure because I have a feeling it's gonna be a good figure. I mean, a good character.
Yeah, do it.
I love the big heart.
And then we have from
My Hero? How did I know? I didn't even know. I just guessed.
You see the colors in the eyes. Yeah. So the spin-off show is getting at least the main character. So here's a tease for this. Pending approval. Not much to say on that.
My Hero Academia.
Vigilantes.
Illegals?
Yeah, because they're not licensed.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're not supposed to be doing, like, hero stuff.
I kind of like that more than the actual storyline.
I ended up liking that a little bit more.
So, like, are they going to continue with that?
Yeah, the show's still ongoing. That one is. But it's a prequel.
Oh, it's a prequel. Okay, got it.
He's less... he doesn't cry. Like the other main character cried a lot. This guy's just chill. I don't know how to describe him, but I like him more.
I forgot to mention, I watched another episode of One Punch Man.
Oh, did you? How did you feel about it?
Man, this show is so goofy. And I... Sheldon...
Was it Sheldon or Jeff?
Sheldon's upset with me for liking it.
He doesn't like it?
He said after season one, it went downhill real quick.
No, so. season two and three is fine. No, wait, season two is okay. Three I didn't watch. I just realized it's been so long. I thought there'd be more seasons, but... Are you going to keep watching it, or are you heeding his advice?
Sorry?
Are you going to keep watching it?
I'm going to watch the first season. He told me the first season's good.
Yeah, okay.
And then he said the writer is coming back for the new season. Well, whenever that is. Happens. 2029.
Elvin will not read it. I can tell already.
No chance. No chance.
That's what I ended up doing.
I'm going to read stuff. It's got to be good stuff. I don't read manga. I read actual books.
Oh, my God.
Like adults. I don't need to see cartoons.
Now, if you excuse me, I have to go pose my figures.
Yeah. If I'm going to play with toys, it's going to be live action, okay? Okay, fair enough. I'll give it a try. But I'll try.
All right.
I'll just borrow from D's collection.
I don't have it physically.
Oh, Sheldon definitely would have it. Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Just read it digitally.
I didn't read Harry Potter. I said it's audiobook. Keep up with me. I actually got a new book today in the mail.
Which one?
That's from a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, this looks so good.
Decent accessories, too. Well, I know what I'm pre-ordering after this episode. Then we have Dark Knight's Metal, Red Death. So it's the Speed Force Batman.
That's not a real doctor. He just plays one on TV.
And then
does it come with the stand? I got the right one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right, I just clicked it.
I mean, they all come with the stand.
Are you getting in the other Nightwing? Sorry, Nightwing. The other Batman. Sorry. Not this one. The other one.
Absolute?
No.
This one here?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't like how they did
Batman
this.
Beyond.
I don't like how they did it in the video game. This doesn't look like a futuristic Batman Beyond suit. It looks like a guy wearing...
Just armor. Spray
painted. Yeah. Just Batman with a red emblem. So, no.
Didn't even give his wings.
Yeah.
But this is from the Arkham games, is it not?
Yeah, so it's like the prototype suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I don't need.
No.
It wasn't that hard to convince. I knew that I'd get him.
Oh, you're getting this for sure.
No.
Oh.
I don't like this one. Reveltech pecs. I hate those. So what this is basically the black suit, but it has the purple shine on it. So
can you explain to me why?
Just artist rendition. Like Ultimate Spider-Man, his symbiote.
So it's not a new Spider-Man. It's not a new symbiote. It's just an artist decided to go a little off script.
Yeah.
Okay. So no need for me to purchase this at all.
It's just a repaint for you to get. I like how they did it before even releasing this one.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. Because remember they just teased the black one?
Oh, that's such a piss off.
So I guess you get a preference. Some people do like this look more on the right. I like both, I guess.
If I had to choose between the two, it'd be the black and white one. It's more iconic.
That's what I prefer too.
If you have the purple in your collection, somebody asks, you have to give them an explanation of why. Why if you purple? Have the black and white one, you don't have to give any explanation.
Usual quick jaunt over to Gundamit. Yeah, see, I hate it. I hate that thing. It just chops it. That was it for toys, but I'm doing my quick browse.
So that's the full version, right? There's no other version of it, like a deluxe or anything? It's just that one, right? It's the only one to pre-order?
Oh, let me see for you. I only see this.
What's the one on the right then? The prototype one. What is that one?
That was Superman.
Oh, yeah. Come forth, Superman.
So if you want to put a deposit down, but...
Why does it say Batman? Oh, okay, hush.
Oh, yeah, Batman hush.
So yeah, I might have to put a pre-order on that one too. I'll have to take a look at it later. Is it? I don't know. What do you get out of it? I already get free shipping. So what are the benefits of paying $10 a year?
3% off everything. The points back.
Three prices is not bad, but I mean, you would need to buy not that many. Probably like two figures and you'll get your money back pretty much.
You can only comment on one listing. The hell do you need comments for?
Oh, now you tell me. I already made it. I'll get the membership though. I'll get it tonight.
If you're going to use it.
Well, I'm going to probably, right? So.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you don't, they just refund it to you anyways.
So that makes sense. That's good. You might as well if you're planning on buying a few things in the future.
Yeah, I mean, probably a couple of things, right? For sure. I just like the aspect of free shipping.
Yeah.
There's no tracking, but hey, it's free shipping. It just shows up in random dude in a Honda Civic came by and just dropped it onto my house.
That was this guy yesterday. I was texting Jess because I was out. I'm like, hey, a package might come. And then I got home, and then it was like 10 p.m., and the camera went up. She's like, I think your package came.
Yeah, when she came out to the door, it was just like some random dude in a white Honda Civic just came by and dropped it off. I was like, okay.
Hey, whatever gets here. It's better than
a local one. He actually delivered my box, a lot better than what Big Bad Toy Stores did. It looked like I got punted down the hallway by Ace. I looked at the box. I'm like, there's like a hole in it. I'm like, what the heck?
All right, Hot Toys. So Peter is getting
$343. Wow.
It's a Hot Toys, though.
That's crazy.
And it's the Tobey Maguire one. I know he has a huge fan base. Oh yeah, to not damage the corners.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the rigidity of it, right?
I mean, that's it. I have nothing else to show. I think your mic's cutting out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Oh no. I see a Cammy-esque looking.
How's my mic?
Now it's good.
Okay. You know what you're gonna be holding all day long. Don't. It's just stressful. This is your stress toy.
Oh no, not another cami. As soon as I saw the one short, one long, like, oh, here we go again. Oh yeah.
Oh, $400 likes.
Did anyone buy them yet? That's all I have today. I don't know if you saw anything or if anything caught your eye. If you have any purchases you're making.
That's a dangerous site to just peruse.
It is. Boy, is it ever. Oh, this I forgot about her.
Stop, man.
Astro Boy.
That's
I know
cute
you don't
one.
Care much about him, but this is cool.
I just think it's cool, yeah.
I wonder if Jeff saw this.
What's that on the horse?
This? Red Dead Redemption. I forgot his name. Arthur? Yeah, there's a lot here. I'm going to have to pace myself, but I'll have to look away. Did any G.I. Joes come out? Any teases for Joes? Any Hasbro stuff? I don't care about their Joe line at all anymore. And I think you're all Joed out.
Their first wave of auctions are ending 15 hours.
He's selling Pokeballs online.
Pokeballs?
Yeah. January 12th, Star Wars. You don't care about that.
What are we looking at?
Hasbro Pulse. January 12th is their Star Wars stream. Are you going to tune in for that?
Can you put it up on the screen? Oh, this.
Yeah, there's nothing to show. It's just this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire channel, do you care?
We'll see. Pre-orders are up for this.
You jumped all over it?
I can't. I've got my guy, my manager at Metrotown, hooking it up. I got a guy. He messaged me today. He's like, hey, man, I put in the Spider-Man 2099 for you on hold.
Did you not have it?
I didn't say anything because I have it, I think, at Guilford. But
yeah.
he said I put two on hold for you.
He's trying to snake you away. He's trying to snake you away.
Oh, I know. I didn't even ask him. He did it himself. He's like, I put two away. When it comes, I'll let you know. I'm like, okay. So I'll show up. Yeah, I think he's taking me away from Guilford. Guilford's done. It's over. They're closing up shop soon. I like this guy. I might have to get that vehicle just because of this guy. Surprisingly, it's cheaper than the other vehicle.
How much is this
one? The his tank was more. Oh, this one's it? Only $199.
Their Instagram is very like scarce.
Oh man, I've got two his tanks. Do I need a third one?
No, you don't.
But this one's in white though. Jojo.
It just announced Kathleen Kennedy is stepping.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that, yeah. People are jumping up and down. I'm happy, but the thing is the people they're bringing in place are Dave Filoni and some random CEO, which is going to be like, oh, yay. Dave Filoni's been dropping the ball. We're just going to get Ahsoka all over again. Every year, we're just going to get another Ahsoka.
Just more creativity.
Yeah. Look at her. She's going to lead the whole Republic. Yay. Even though she left as a Jedi. What'd you open?
I'm still building this cat, man.
A cat? Oh, yeah.
This the pizza cat. All right, that's all I got. I have no exciting news. No anything.
Oh, we had some news and it was exciting. We opened some figures.
Yeah. Yeah, what am I complaining
about? Ranked number one so far in 2026 right here. This looks cool, man.
You didn't get your. What else do you have coming?
I don't know. Every week's an adventure. I'm losing track of what I have. I should really go get that Tony the Tiger that's sitting in my loot box.
What's cooking?
For like, I think they already canceled it and put it back on the shelf. It's been over 6 months. I know that. It's been sitting there. That's crazy. The Saget from Storm Collectible Arena's coming out now everywhere. Trickling around. Did you get that? Did you pre-order it?
No, I didn't care about that.
No, you're going to go Jada?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or I'll see. Like, I don't care about Saget.
Really?
I don't care about him.
Oh, shiz. I love him. Tiger Knee.
that's what I know of him. Is that his name? What's up?
I love it. Tiger Knee.
I think that's it for today.
No All what right.
No nothing. Yeah.
Cool. Good year. Good start so far. More dad jokes to come. Stay tuned. Right? Right, D?
Exactly.
We should get D to do a dad joke.
I can't do it.
On my birthday week. I think you did energy. It last year. On my birthday, you did a dad joke for me.
I don't have the energy and the timing. And I know
it's one dad joke in a year. You'll find the energy one day. Make sure to submit your dad jokes, too. Because I can't wait for D to just, like, poo on somebody.
The thing is, people send you them. It's just you don't see I know. Them until I see I know. Them first.
Stop sending it to him.
Yeah, like, why did you tell me this? Why are you going to tell me?
Stop looking at our Instagram messages, D. Stop it.
Some come directly to me.
Yeah, don't go to him. That's the worst thing.
Yeah, see that?
Okay, then you have no excuse, D. You have to say that joke then. There you go. All right, man. Is that it? Cool?
That's it.
All right, everybody. So wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night.
Bye.
Tiger.